Our guest today will wish RNZ visits more often. His farming district is in the grips of a drought, but since the interview on Tuesday, the skies have opened. It won't be enough to fully replenish soil moisture, though, but it's a help. The farm is in eastern Waikato, and the farmer estimates this year's dry has cost $100,000 in lost milk production.
Oh, that's dry. Look at that, just dust. Nothing from the surface down, just a little bit of rain, that drizzle that we had last night, and that's just pure dusty dirt. My name's Peter Leheran. I farm at Tepeninga near Morrinsville. I'm a Tatua supplier. Been on the farm since 1977, so 46 years of dairy farming on the land here. The farm has basically got three soil types, basically a Waihau sandy loam, a Waitoa clay, and a Tepeninga series. Some of the best soils around in the world, really, in this very district that we live in. Milk 210 Holstein Friesian cows, although I don't milk them now. I've given up milking cows. I think I'm old enough to retire in that way. And we do pretty good production here, but with this drought we're having at the moment, we're down 9.3% in terms of production. And the Tatua payout, it's quite significant. It's really our profit, which we then pay our tax with and our living and all the rest of it. We definitely need some rainfall, some serious rain. Gentle and slow for the beginning would be ideal. Rainfall, we've had 3 mils this last month. The month before, we had 30 mils. We just did a dig down on the ground down here, and the soil is just dust on this beautiful loamy soil. How are we coping? Well, we've just had a load of, you just heard it over there, a truck emptying out some brewer's grain, just a trailer load. It's quite hard to get. And we also feed maize silage that we grew on the farm and at my maize block down the road. So we put in 200 tonne. We've fed 80 tonne already. Normally we would only be feeding probably 40 tonne at this stage, but we're so dry. Cows are going into fresh air, really. The grass is green. It's just little shoots in the ground, but unless we get some serious rain, the cows are really eating nothing. We haven't undersowed any pastures yet because the lack of rainfall means it will germinate, but it may actually die just due to lack of moisture. It's interesting, I've got heifers grazing down at Pew Pew, and he's in the farm owner is in exactly the same position. Most farmers in our greater Waikato will be suffering too. A drought normally ends middle of March, April, but this drought has carried on. It reminds me of 1983 when I was putting in underground drainage. We were really dry. No rain occurred until early June. We couldn't get culls away, which is similar to at the moment. There's a waiting list, but back then the works were on strike because the unions were quite big back then. And you couldn't buy any food because we had such a terrible spring back in that year. So, yeah, it's similar. We had a good spring. Cows peaked where they should, but end of November we were just dry.
Ideally, what would you like to receive in the way of rain over the next few weeks?
10 mils a night would be absolutely ideal. Rain at night, fine by day. That way we would grow grass during the daytime. The soil temperatures at the moment are 17 degrees. Anything above 14, we will grow good grass. We just need sunlight and moisture and soil temperatures. If it gets cold, we will get frosts. We've had 2 frosts so far last week, but they haven't affected the soil temperature, obviously, because those days ended up being 17, 18 degrees afterwards. We do grow grass here all year round, but it's minimal during the winter. So it's serious. It is really serious for the Waikato.
Peter Leheran talking to Andrew McRae. Peter's had 43 millimetres of rain. He says he needs at least 130. This week, MPI classified drought conditions in Waikato and South Auckland as a medium-scale adverse event.